When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.
And don't forget, the good oil is brought to you by Cobram Estate, premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. And the good oil at the moment people are talking about is the Perth Glory. As we mentioned, a terrible end to the season. They conceded 19 goals and it came to a climax away to Sydney FC at the weekend, where they were beaten by 7-1. Before that, they lost 4-3 at home to Western United. And the epidemic really started the week before that, when they lost 8-0 to Melbourne City, conceding 19 goals in the final three games. They didn't win in their last 10, anchored at the foot of the A-League table, their second wooden spoon in three seasons. So the questions are being asked and the people are now wondering what the future is for the Perth Glory. As we know, just a couple of months ago, the Peligra Group took over the ownership of the club. And Ross Peligra, who's been a frequent attendee at the Perth Glory Games here in Perth since taking over, has certainly vowed and in some ways promised that the Perth Glory will rise like a phoenix pretty quickly. And one of his first appointments was putting in place one of the great exports when it came to the world game from this part of the world in Stan Lazaridis. As we know, as a young boy, he went to the UK and played with distinction with the likes of West Ham and Birmingham City, and also as part of the golden generation that contested the 2006 World Cup, where Gus Hiddink was the manager. And as we know, the Australians did exceptionally well to get out of the group stage, only to be foiled by Italy in very controversial circumstances. He's had some big jobs and big challenges when he was a player, and now he's got a big job and a big challenge as the director of football at the Perth Glory, and Stan's made himself available on the program this evening. Stan, thanks for your time.
Good evening, Peter. Good evening.
It's been hard to take, hasn't it, the last few weeks at the Perth Glory? You were appointed, I think, probably a couple of weeks out from the end of the season. It's been a tough period for all concerned.
Yeah, look, absolutely. I think it's been just been tough for the club in general, not knowing if there was going to be a club, firstly, administration. And then once we did find the owner in Rosario Peligra and the group, I guess it then started as to how we're going to rebuild this club. But there's not a lot you can do when you're only a couple of months away from the end of the season. So it was a bit of kind of wait and see. Let's see how the players will see out the season. And then for us, we were just, all we've been doing is assessing, looking at all the areas of weakness, and looking at where we're thin on the ground, both on and off the park. And let me tell you, Peter, it's overwhelming as to how many areas we need to address. So I understand the frustration of the loyal fans, but I assure you that with this group, there's going to be some real exciting things going to happen with the club going forward. I would love to start talking about a number of those issues, those things, should I say, but at the moment, I still think the season has to end before we can start announcing certain things.
Stan, we've seen it in other sports, and one of the biggest brands, if not the biggest brand here in Western Australia, is the West Coast Eagles. And they, as we know, have had a horrendous last couple of seasons, and they're starting to rise from the ashes now, particularly this year, with some very, you know, good results in the last two or three weeks. Is this going to be a quick fix, or do you think it'll take time?
Good question. I'd like probably somewhere in the middle. I think I don't like to say I need 5 years, I need 3 years, I need 4 years. You know, no, I'm going to say no. I'd like to think there'll be a significant improvement for next season. We are going to be extremely competitive. And I really think that we're going to be vying for the top six with what I particularly have planned. I know with Rosario and from the stadium point of view and club point of view, there's some real big things coming our way, but they're going to take some time. So that side of things, creating our own stadium and grounds, will probably be in the vicinity of 4 or 5 years away. But in the interim, we do want to find a home. And then in the meantime, I've been given the job to rebuild the team and player personnel alongside working with the coaches. And that goes for the women's team as well. So I know we're going to be up much, much better next year. So we ain't going to be finishing bottom of the table. And we're not going to be conceding those amounts of goals that you mentioned early on. And, you know, I want to bring back speed, steel, goals, excitement into the team. It's what the fans are. I know what the fans want. I really do. And I need a little bit of time. Not a lot of time. I just need a little bit of time.
Stan, a lot of conjecture regarding the performances in the last few weeks seemingly has been attributed because a lot of the players, and you would have been in this position in your professional career, not knowing what the future may hold for you as an individual. Yes. This is the players' jobs. This is their livelihood. Do you think that's contributed to the results?
Yeah, look, I absolutely think that has been the case. In saying that, it's not fair on the players either that they've gone through the whole season not knowing. And then even when we took over, they still didn't know, but we also don't know either. You know, we're still assessing the players. And you've got a lot of players, both visa players and the players that are locally that are wondering about their futures. A lot of them couldn't concentrate on their games. A lot of them, it was too confusing and too hard for them, which I understand. I understand that. And so we're faced in this real kind of weird moment that players, I guess, were in this position where, what do? Do they go out and play? Do they risk themselves, get injured? Do they do this? Look, as professionals, players have got to go out there, and there's always someone watching, Peter. So that was always my thing, was someone was always watching you. So you'd always go out and do the best you could. But in saying that, the confidence was so down. We never really had a stable side. And the amount of goals we conceded, particularly in the last five games, I think it's nearly 25 goals, it's just not good enough. And that, for me, you know, we have to apologise to the fans. As a football club, that's not good enough. And that will not be happening next year, Peter.
Have you started the individual reviews of every player to see, and I'm not asking for any names, whether they are required or not?
Yeah, look, we've predominantly gone through most of the squad. There's still a few more players that we're undecided on. And so I guess we parked them for a little bit, if that's probably not the right word, but it's at the moment we're still assessing. And that is in light of there's certain players that I want to bring to this club, Peter. Players that I think the fans are really going to take to, players that I think are going to put bums on seats and bring back so many supporters. And I'm just hoping that in time that I'm going to be able to get those players in. And I would love to start saying some of the names, you know, that I'm after, because it would really, really excite the fans. And we mean business. I don't want to say things like, oh, look, it's going to take 3, 4, 5 years. No, it doesn't work that way. Rosario is the type of guy that you can see what's happened at Catania. They resurrected things there within 6 months. They got promotion. They won the cup. They're now going to be in a promotion playoff to get into the Serie B. Managers came and went 2, 3 times. So one thing with the Pellegrini group is if it's not working out, they are eager to move things and change things. And that's probably me included. You know, if I don't deliver for this club and we're having this conversation this time next year and we're not competitive and we're not doing what I promised, then I won't be here either, Peter. So that's how this new glory outfit is going to be.
You are the director of football. You oversee the football department. The coaches are in the football department. And we're talking about Alan Stajic and, of course, Alexa Parkas in the A-League women's team. Have you had conversations with them yet, or can you enlighten us if there's a future for them at the club? I know the MGP presentation is next Monday night, so you can't say too much because that's the fairest and best.
Yeah, of course.
Can you enlighten us on the coaching situation?
Yeah, look, I mean, in regards to both those coaches, I think both of the coaches have had things stacked against them. You know, you look at the way Alan's circumstances of coming in have been really hard on him, losing players, administration, this, that, the other. And in the end, he's got a very young, inexperienced squad, and basically whoever's fit was playing. So Alan's really had it up against him. From his point of view, Alex started off really, really well at Parkers, and then the last 12 games, you know, hasn't gone the way that we would like, and there wasn't a win there. So, look, he's definitely being looked at. I've had private words with Alex, and he knows he needs to really step up because, you know, obviously if he goes on that sort of run of another 12 games, well, he won't be here. Mm. It's as simple as that. And Alex knows that, and he's up for it. He's excited. As far as Alan and the working team, there's no changes. There's no changes at the moment. The way we're looking at it is we still assessing the situation. We are still... I'm also waiting for Vincenzo Grella, Rosario, Pellegrini to be flying in. They'll be flying in on the weekend. So we are conducting a review this weekend, I believe. And we don't know what that outcome is going to be of yet, because there's budgets in place as well, Peter, that we've got to oversee. And then obviously I'll then be instructed on the players that I'm wanting to bring in. I'm hoping to get a big tick from Rosario and Vincenzo Grella. And I'm hoping that conversation goes really well, because I feel if I can get those players, then I think we'll be competing next year, like really competing, and hopefully that goes to plan. I'm sorry if I haven't answered that.
No,
exactly.
That's okay. So
the
only question I want to ask you, Sam, so as far as your situation is, that Alan Stajic and Alexa Parkas, depending how they start next season, are in place for the start of the new season?
For now, they're in place until Rosario and Vincenzo come down from Italy together and give me the thumbs up.
Okay, so it's a review this weekend. Is it on the coaches, on the players, the whole bit?
Exactly right, Peter.
Okay.
So it's very difficult for me to answer those questions right now, but from my understanding, nothing has changed. I had a meeting today with Alan Stajic and Naz, and still discussing our team and players pre-season. So all of that is as normal. Alexa Park is the same. We're looking at certain girls that we want to bring in. And it's really exciting from the women's point of view, if I may say. And budgets are intertwined in that, because it involves maybe releasing players that have to part ways. So we're able to bring in other players that can fit the budget. So at the moment, it's a bit of the jigsaw is kind of going left and right, and the pieces are moving. But as of management and all of that, everything is on hold until this weekend. And look, let's see what this weekend brings, because Catania had their big game last weekend where they are safe and they're safe in the city, and then they're preparing for a playoff to get promoted to Serie B. So there's exciting things for the club there, and I think Rosario is going to be flying down happy. So from that point of view, I kind of look forward to seeing them both.
Okay. Well, Stan, as I said, it's a big night for the Glory on Monday night. It's their MGP. Yeah. It's their showcase for the season. Even though the season has been a difficult one, it's a time to certainly acknowledge everybody that's been involved with the club. And I gather more announcements will be made probably following that on Monday night. Stan, thanks for joining us on the program. Look forward to seeing you on Monday night to honour the latest MGP. And thanks for being so frank on the program. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Peter.
Good on you. Stan Lazaridis, Socceroos great, and the director of football, the Perth Glory. And just reading between the lines, no doubt there will be a huge board meeting. The power brokers will get together on the weekend and will determine the coaching situation of both the A-League Women's and the A-League Men's for next season, and also the squad and players. I gather next weekend, there'll be news of players that are released, and I believe there will be quite a significant number. And I gather from that point of view, Stan will also start announcing some new acquisitions for the club as well. The good oil on the Perth Glory, brought to you by Cobram Estate, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested, and first cold-pressed in northern Victoria. Before I go, for Tyre Power's power-up sale is on now. Just the sports news headlines. The big story coming out of the rugby league is the fact that Jason Demetriou, with immediate effect, has been sacked as coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. There was a hastily arranged board meeting late this afternoon in Sydney, and it's just broken up about half an hour ago, and the news has filtered through that Jason Demetriou will no longer be coaching the South Sydney Rabbitohs, who have had a terrible start to the 2024 season, particularly on the back end of that thrashing to the Melbourne Storm at the weekend. They currently sit at the foot of the NRL table with only one win so far this season. So that's a significant story coming out of the NRL. Also, in other sporting news, Sam Taylor made some interesting comments ahead of the Battle of the Bridge. Sydney take on GWS this weekend. Of course, Sam Taylor, a West Australian product.
They're young, they're firing, they're a bit smug. There is a lot of dislike, and once we get on the field, we want to beat them, we want to smack them.
And also, finally, a great gesture by Rafael Nadal. After spending more than 3 hours on the court and earning a hard-fought victory, Rafael Nadal was feeling optimistic again. The Spaniard's body withstood its toughest test yet at the Madrid Open, as he needed three sets to get past the number one ranked Pedro Cachin. Nadal didn't show any signs of physical limitations as he won 6-1, 6-7, 6-3 to make it to the round of 16 at the clay court tournament, where he is a record five-time champion. And it's interesting that Pedro came up before the match, knowing that he's playing Rafael Nadal, to say that Rafael Nadal is his hero in tennis. And at the end of the match, Rafael Nadal went to his tennis bag, got one of his shirts, signed it, went around the chairperson's umpire, and gave the shirt to Pedro as a memento of the match that he played against the idol. What a nice touch by Rafael Nadal. And of course, the other story is that LeBron James's LA Lakers have been eliminated from the NBA playoffs this morning. It's been a big show. Hope you've enjoyed it. Look forward to your company from the run home tomorrow between 3 and 5. And I'll stick around and spend with you with Sports Day WA. Thanks, Connor. Thanks, Jimmy.
The groundbreaking all-electric Kia EV9, the 2024 drive car of the year. Find out more at kia.com.au. And Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 40 years. This is Sports Day.